May the Lord bless you, dear ones. Your prayers have been so effective. It looks like there's something wonderful that is about to happen in our nation as we continue to pray for President Trump that he does not get assassinated. Please continue to pray every minute you get a chance when you're praying to please pray for him to stay alive, to be protected, to have God's protection. Ezekiel had a dream just now. And in this dream, President Trump stepped up to a presidential podium with a different seal on the front of it and motioned to a man to come and stand beside him. The man looked very much like JFK Jr. He looked at the people and he said, "I want you to meet your new vice president." He did not announce his name. But most of the people already knew who he was. The presidential seal on the podium said the Republic of the United States of America. There was no eagle on it, but a dove with an olive branch in its mouth. After he had introduced the vice president, the people stood to their feet and cheered. When the crowd settled down, Donald raised his right hand towards heaven, towards the Lord, and looking up, he simply said, "True liberty and justice for all." And then Ezekiel woke up from the dream, and he heard a voice from heaven saying, "O rebellious house, for you are a rebellious house. How many times have I told you? How many times have I shown you? How many prophets and saints have I sent to you? But you only make your heart all the harder. Woe to you, rebellious house." "I saw Jesus in the clouds," Ezekiel said. He was looking down and speaking directly to the northeastern United States. The map of the U.S. looked like a bite had been taken out from Maine to Maryland, and that fourth of the country declared war against the Republic and that they would fight us to the death. And they also charged Trump and all the other states behind him, which was 3/4 of the nation, with treason. I'm hoping and praying that this comes about. How wonderful this would be. How powerful our prayers have been that it's moving in this direction. There may have been more to this. Ezekiel felt like the Lord wanted to add some other details, but he wasn't sure, so he decided to wait on that. But I wanted to at least let you know, it seems like there's a big and wonderful turnaround coming. Praise be to God. Please don't stop praying. Thank you, Heart Dwellers.